Well, hello people. Looks like I've survived another day. And what with all that's going on now, it really don't seem like Christmas. And they may cancel that as well. Anyway, let's talk about Femon props.
Hey, Solomon, what do you mean by props?
Well, let me tell you. A very popular prop for a Femon is getting breast implants, usually to make their breasts bigger. Now, these are false, obviously. They're just silicone. And another standard prop for Femons, of course, is makeup. And they sure pile it on today, don't they? And, of course, the other prop is their hair. And a lot of them put hair extensions in. Some Femons don't even do their hair at all and just wear wigs. And another major prop for a Femon, of course, is clothes. You know, they can't get enough of them. But these are all just props. Visual things. When really, they should be working on their minds. But that's never going to happen, of course. But let's take a bog standard Femon and take away all these props away. And what do we have left? Well, a pretty shallow, empty person. That probably looks like a bag of shit. With not much character or personality to speak of. Of course, this isn't every Femon, but a great majority of them. You see, Femons are so narrow-minded, they think that men are visual creatures, which we are. But we also are deep thinkers as well. Men have problem-solving skills. And that's why we're still on the planet and surviving today, not because we've got bigger breasts. You see, Femons throughout history have always been show and tell, without a lot of substance behind it. But the modern Femon has gone all the way. And I'd like to say that the porch light's on, but nobody's home, but I don't even believe the porch light is on. So some of you young men out there, when you see this Femon, you think, oh, she's nice. Mentally take away all the props and see what you got. It seems, at least to me, Femons have killed what nature actually gave them. Many years ago, Femons were sexy. But the new Femon has changed that into cheap and trash. Well, there's a saying, where have all the good men gone? Well, where have all the feminine Femons gone? They're all very masculine and butch, aren't they, today? Well, they don't understand that's the biggest turn-off that a man can get. All you men out there that are walking away are doing the right thing. Because there's nothing in a modern Femon that a man could possibly want, except a quick spin round the block. And as we all know, Femons don't think ahead very well. Because once you take all the props away, there ain't nothing left, is there? Stay awake and aware, men. And stay away. Take it easy.